And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to Farm Talk here in the North Dakota Corn Grower Studio. Hey, we've, 3 years ago, we had a blizzard warning. 19 years ago, there were still feet of snow on the ground in 1997. But this year, you've already got some corn seed in the ground, a lot of wheat in the ground, sugar beets are in the ground. We've got warm soil temperatures and a little on the dry side. We've got some rain in the forecast. But you know what that means? Yes, it means an early spring for the crops. It means heightened weed pressure this spring, too. So we're going to have that discussion now with Kent Bennis, Market Development Specialist for Dow AgroSciences. Hello, Kent.
Well, good afternoon. Glad to visit with you today, Mick.
You're welcome. Hey, you're over there in down there in Iowa. Well, are corn planters rolling there yet?
Yes. Really just got started here in the last day or so. Not a majority of the guys are rolling, but I would anticipate by the weekend a good percentage of growers will be in the field planting corn.
Excellent. All right. Well, we visited with some guys in southern Minnesota yesterday, and they were saying not that much corn's gone in there yet. So, and there it's happening up here in the Red River Valley. So, I guess we feel kind of privileged. We're having an early spring up here.
Yeah, this is about par for, most parts of Iowa right now. If Mother Nature allows it and the soil's fit, we're going to go the middle of April, and it looks like we're going to get a window here in the next 10 days to get a lot of corn in the ground.
All right, as farmers are driving up and down the field, with their auto steer working, they can look out the window and find there's some weeds germinating already?
There absolutely is, and we had a late fall. Last year, stayed warm and moist. There was a lot of winter annual germination and development that went, really into mid-December. And with the early warm temperatures we had in March, there's some substantial-sized winter annuals out there, maresteal, field pennycress, chickweed, that's going to need to be addressed with a good burn down with residual here in April before we get this crop planted.
How important is pre-emergent weed control now in the era of glyphosate resistance?
Well, absolutely. Most of the industry is very well aware that we can't continue just to manage these weeds with a post-emerge glyphosate treatment. That selection process has created a lot of the issues we have today. And what I've been amazed at the last couple of years, retailers and growers alike have done a terrific job of getting a residual product on, like Sonic, which is really our premier soybean herbicide that gives you two modes of action against the troublesome weeds like maresteal and water hemp that tend to have a resistance issue with glyphosate.
Well, and as you mentioned, it was an awesome harvest season last fall, but farmers were, especially there in Iowa where it's corn, beans, they were driving that most efficient weed seeder of all up and down the soybean field, the combine. And is that a big issue, or do we have a lot of resistant weeds shooting up in the soybean field in Iowa?
Well, as you drove around in August and September, you didn't have to drive very far, and you saw uncontrolled water hemp, and that's the driver weed in Iowa, and in some places you would also see maresteal that wasn't controlled by the weed herbicide program in 2015. But definitely more acres than in the past, and as we get into a situation where we've got early springs like we're had here, when we're applying these residual herbicides, we may need to consider raising the rate on the Sonic or Surveil, which is our other soybean herbicide, to make sure we've got length of control that's going to get us into June, so we can make one in-season in-crop treatment and manage those weeds and not have to make sequential treatments in July.
Now, is soil temperatures, again, pretty key. We've got warmer than usual soil temperatures. Getting that pre-emergent in, is that soil temperature dependent?
No. Where we're at today, it's really come up dramatically here even this week, where it was in the low 40s the first of the week, and now we're going to be in the upper 40s to almost 50 here or greater by the end of the week. So, you know, there'll be a lot of annual weeds germinating. There's already lamb's quarter and giant ragweed emerged, and those are ones that you certainly don't want to let them get ahead of the soybeans. So, a good burn down program that includes the Sonic to help, manage the weeds that are up and then have residual for, the weeds that are going to continue to emerge here this spring is going to be very important.
Yeah, a lot of producers do follow the program of get that chemical in there, and then it's activated by rain.
Absolutely, and the sooner really we get a product like Sonic on, the more chances of getting a rain for activation is going to give a better overall weed control program for the year. Sonic is a product that likes water, and really the more water we get on it, even better performance. We're not worried about running out of gas with the Sonic at the rates we recommend. We feel that by getting it on, getting it activated with moisture, and then continual rains keep that germination zone active with the Sonic, and we just get terrific performance with that.
Yeah, I hear you're getting some reports of Sonic's effective for like up to 90 days.
And we try to recommend a rate that fits the soil type and the weed spectrum and the timing of application. So the benefit of Sonic is, we've got a nice rate range we can work in, and that gives us a terrific opportunity to fit the right rate for the acre. So you'll need to talk with your local retailer about what the right rate for the acre is, in your given territory there in North Dakota or South Dakota.
All right. But if we are incorporating pre-emergent like Sonic, should they be going with full label rate, whatever that is?
Well, I would recommend that. I mean, when we're incorporating, we're obviously spreading that herbicide zone, somewhere in that soil profile, probably about half the depth of what you're running your tillage. So if you're running your tillage at 4 inches deep, you're going to have the Sonic distributed in the top 2 inches. So if you're going to incorporate, we want to stay on the higher end of the range. And, I can't speak to exactly the rate, since I'm from Iowa, what you may be using in North Dakota, but check with your local retailer and they can get you the rate depending upon a pre-emerge or an incorporated application.
Right. But the bottom line is you're seeing more winter annuals this year.
Well, like I said earlier, with the long fall we had and the warmer temperatures that we're all experiencing this spring, it's given these weeds an opportunity to get quite a head start on our planting. And so it's going to be imperative to get the Sonic or the Surveil applied here prior to planting or prior to emergence so that soybeans, so that we can manage these weeds and not give up early season weed competition that can always affect that yield if you let it go untreated for a period of time.
All right. You talked a little bit about Sonic. Tell us about Surveil. What is the best use of Surveil in which crops?
Surveil is our new soybean herbicide. It's labeled for soybeans, and it gives us two modes of action, so terrific resistance management strategy. It's two non-glyphosate modes of action that both residual products give us very effective control of water hemp, giant rag, mare's tail, and lamb's quarter, and quite a few other weeds, but those are kind of the hot weeds that drive a lot of guys' decisions on which herbicide they may choose, and Surveil has a really nice fit on a lot of those soybean acres that guys are having some issues trying to manage some of these glyphosate-resistant weeds.
Yeah, but for water hemp, which one would you choose?
Well, in Iowa, just because we've had Sonic out for a long time, that's been our premier soybean herbicide. So we've had terrific results with the Sonic. I guess at the end of the day, if I had to choose, they're both good, very good products. Sonic has been the one where we've had a long track record with of very good success.
Awesome. All right. Well, if guys want to take a look at Sonic or Surveil, I assume that on the Dow AgriSciences website, you got all the info.
Absolutely. You can Google our Dow AgriSciences website or Sonic or Surveil, and there'll be all kinds of information there to resource to check out more about those products. And most retailers would have a lot of information on those as well.
All right, very good. Kent Bennis, who is the product market development specialist, Dow AgroSciences, down there in Iowa. Thank you much, Kent, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Great to visit with you, Mick. You do the same. Thank you.
Will do. Thanks a lot. All right, we are taking a break for the news across the top of the hour, and then we're talking weather, and we're talking some Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans coming up in the next hour. So all that happening right here on Ag News 890 KQLX AM Lisbon, Fargo.